As we begin the new year, Delmarva Public Radio essayist George Merrill ponders the mind-body connection.
Some people can get very touchy about who you may regard as their kin. Creationists, for example, will go bananas if you even hint that we might be descended from monkeys. We are one of a kind, they claim, custom-made by God himself. When I read a story in the New York Times about a monkey called Adoya, I went ape. In my book, Adoya was performing a divine work normally associated with God with the help of highly trained scientists and physicians, namely, making the lame to walk. I'd claim Adoya as my cousin in a heartbeat. It began at Duke University and in Kyoto, Japan. At Duke, scientists implanted electrodes in Adoya's brain. She was placed on a treadmill, and scientists monitored her activity as she walked the treadmill. The data was fed into a computer and transmitted over an internet link to a robot named Seebee in Kyoto, Japan. As Adoya's brain signals streamed into Seebee's actuators, Seebee walked at exactly the same pace. Even after Adoya stopped moving, she kept Seebee walking for 3 minutes by simply watching Seebee on the screen. Adoya's brain waves brought, or more accurately, thought Seebee to life. This is how God created the universe. He just thought it up. Adoya was rewarded with some Cheerios and raisins. Considering what Adoya had performed for the scientists, indeed for the world, their token freebies were an embarrassment to the human race. In fact, primates are remarkably imaginative in addressing life's basic tasks. For some primates, termites are staples, but the ants underground are hard to reach. The monkeys take a stick to dig them out. That takes imagination. Monkeys also solve their problems in communities, which we don't usually do well. Ticks, for example, are a serious problem here on the shore because they transmit Lyme disease. They're no bigger than a pinhead and hard to see. We find them only when it's too late. Monkeys, on the other hand, exercise sophisticated and non-toxic pest control by turning what could be a disagreeable task into a social affair. They groom, gossip, and catch up with family and friends while sitting around picking bugs off each other. Utilizing electronics to communicate brainwave patterns, directing them to activate physical responses, prostheses could be made to return war victims to a fuller life. If some monkey can do this for our wounded, I'd be proud to claim Adoya as kin. Medicine is currently discussing the mind-body connection, the healing of diseases and various disorders. There is also a mind-body-spirit, or what sometimes is called the heart connection. A Buddhist monk believes that we can create a healing mind field, so to speak, not unlike the way Adoya was able to stoke up her mind and fire off neurons which vivified a lifeless robot far away. Putting our minds to the task is what it's all about. Imagine on a designated day or time the religious communities of the world were to put their minds to this task. Designating a specific time, they generate neurons of kindness and love right and left while silently waiting for brain waves to scatter and fall gently on all the people of the earth. From our present paralysis of hate and violence, it might well help us to get up and get moving. George Merrill on the shore.